Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is hockey action tonight. My goodness, the voice of Stratford Warriors hockey, Casey Kenny, joins us. Casey, good to see you. You got the hat on. You're ready to go. Yeah,
for sure. I'm all ready to go, Jamie, 100%. Wow. You know, it's very exciting. Stratford back in the Cherry Cup 2 years in a row. Chance to claim the championship again this year. And yeah, I can't be more excited than we are, for sure, especially that it's going to be a battle of Perth County.
Mm-hmm. So it starts tonight, tonight in Stratford?
No, tonight it's in Listowel. Listowel finished first in the Midwestern Conference, Stratford second. So
I'm so used to Friday night Stratford.
I know, for sure. It's weird. It's weird to have a road game on a Friday night, for sure. Yeah, but that's right. By virtue of them finishing first, they do have home ice advantage in the series. So it will start tonight in Listowel and then move to Stratford on Sunday for game number two.
Okay, so we got the Swan release on Sunday and we got game two of the Cherry Cup Finals.
Yeah,
wow.
It's going to be busy down there for sure. They are reminding fans that are going to the game that they can park, obviously, in the theater parking lot that's there. Park in the allotted spots, obviously. Don't park anywhere that's not a spot. And I would get there early, able to get a spot, get in there. You know, I expect that it's going to be, over 1,000 fans for last series against Elmira when they won the series, game number five. So I only expect that to grow, especially with fans coming from Listowel. It's only a short drive. Stratford fans here may not go to the games, but they will go to these ones because it's the final. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would just get there early, make sure you have your seat, get some popcorn or something beforehand, and just not worry about it.
Yeah, and it is going to be an amazing series. So this is really the Battle of Perth County. This is going to be, can we say, a tough series? Is that fair to say?
100% accurate. It's going to be a tough series. Listowel finished first in the Midwest, as I mentioned. They are a team that was built to win this year. They've got, a lot of older guys on the team. They've got veteran players. They brought in people to be able to help out. Both their goaltenders are playing well and have played throughout the playoffs. It hasn't been like one guy's carried the bulk of the play. They both have seen action. So it's going to be a tough series. Stratford goes in second. Stratford this year, it's amazing they've done so well, but it's more of a rebuilding year this year. It was more of, after last year going so far, game seven of the Sutherland Cup, to come in this year, it was more so they only had four guys coming back from last year's team, It was a rebuilding year to be sure. And, through guys stepping up, the veterans playing well, good goaltending, they've made it this far.
Wow.
So I talked to coach, the head coach last week, Dave Williams, and he just said, it's fair to call us an underdog going into this series. It's fair to say that, it's going to be tough for sure. Stratford did win the season series against Listowel, so I expect that they can again have success if they play their game. Just go out and they have nothing to lose. Go out and give it their all and see where the chips fall.
And they're going to step up. This is going to be amazing. So Stratford Warriors, Listowel, game one of the Cherry Cup final tonight in Listowel. Game two on Sunday. So folks are going to be wanting to hear the broadcast tonight.
For sure. Thank you. Yeah. So every game throughout the playoffs can be heard live at StratfordWarriors.hockey. Myself and Don the General MacArthur on the call. Tonight's game starts at 7:30 in Listowel, so it'll be a 7:25 pregame show, and the game on Sunday at home gets started at 3:30, so that'll be a 3:25 pregame.
All right, it's great hockey action. Meanwhile, St. Mary's Lincolns and the London Nationals for the Western Conference Finals. St. Mary's taking game one, 5-3 over London.
A good start for sure.
And that was at London, too.
And in London, you're right. Yeah, I had a chance to speak with Spencer Seymour, who does play-by-play for the St. Mary's Lincolns, and he said, he expects it to be a longer series, but he's pretty confident in the Lincolns that they can take this and move on. So, there's a lot of hockey to come, but we were kind of joking, it'd be kind of nice if we saw each other in the rinks in a couple weeks, who knows what'll come, but if it got down to the final in the Sutherland Cup and both St. Mary's and Stratford were there, that'd be a pretty amazing bet. But there's more hockey
a lot
to come
of
before
hockey
then.
To come, exactly.
Get ahead of ourselves.
And it is game two with St. Mary's and London tonight in St. Mary's,
yeah,
so we look forward to that.
Expect a good crowd there.
So talk about great Perth County hockey going on.
That's right. The three teams in Perth County involved right in the finals, so it's, you can't get any better than that, for sure.
All right. Casey Kenny, voice of the Stratford Warriors. Casey, I'll leave the final word to you.
Let's get this going.